Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Today, I have a full house here. The startup community is tapping into the on-demand phenomenon. Today, we have three startups who are doing just that. They're Flush Rush, Laundry on the Go, and My Mark Be Done. Businesses that offer on-demand bathroom, laundry, and postnatal services, respectively. So who do I have here with me? I have Hambali Muklas from Flush Rush, Nurul Shafriza Mohamed Nasir from Laundry on the Go, and Zamzana Arifin, My Mark Be Done. Yeah. So we're going to start off, maybe just telling a little bit about your businesses and the business models. Maybe I'll start with the gentleman, the one gentleman in the room, Hambali. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Hi, morning, Freda. Okay, my name is Hambali. I'm from Flush Rush. So we doing deploy plumbers to Klang Valley within 1 hour service and to all the bathroom problems.
Okay, bathroom problems. Are you handy man to know? Okay, pardon the pun. Before I get into the others as well, you guys were all part of a pitching program.
Accelerator program.
Yes. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, we are under RAF, is under MINEF, New Entrepreneur Foundations from Empire Damansara. And basically, we are under accelerated. This came for 12 weeks and we are 8 startups, and to do a scale up our existing within the technologies.
Okay. So, okay, Nurul, tell us about Laundry on the Go.
Okay. So, basically, from the name, you know, you can now do your laundry on the go with our on-demand laundry service. And we also have drop-off points across LRT stations within Klang Valley.
Okay. Yeah. And so just as well, what happens is for you, where's the revenue coming from?
Yeah, basically the revenue come from the plumber.
Okay, yes. So then you get a cut from that when the deal is through. And for you as well?
Yeah, for us as well, because we have actually a margin from our service provider. Mm. Yeah, and for our charges for our delivery fee, it's just RM5 flat rate to anywhere within Klang Valley.
Okay.
For round trip, yeah.
Zamzana, my mom be done.
Yeah.
Tell me about your business.
Yeah, this is an on-demand services for postnatal. So for mothers who is going for confinement, so they want to look for traditional base. This is traditional base postnatal services where I do postnatal massage, I do hot stone, hot compress, and I take care of the babies. So these are for the mothers, for the expecting mothers. Yeah.
Is it very difficult to find one?
Not difficult, actually. Mm. So in Klang Valley alone, there are 300,000 births every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, it's just that this business formerly is very traditional based and only based on referral or word of mouth.
Ah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to leverage on technology to reach more people.
Okay. So it is like, I know everybody would definitely have a Mark Be Done.
Yeah.
But they have to look for them conventionally where you know someone.
Yes.
You know, who did you use before? So there is very word of mouth.
Exactly.
Okay. So now I'm trying to do this. So now, there are also suppliers, service providers, people like Page Advisor, Go Get, Be My Last, Scout Team, and the list goes on. Do you all also advertise your services with them and also use their services?
Yeah, like for Laundry on the Go, currently we have hired driver, mm-hmm. and independent driver. Currently we are more on our full-time riders, but getting on more demands, we will have, we also open to contribute our service on all that platforms as well.
This is something you're very open to.
Yes,
for me, where there are all the portal, the free portal services, we go in, right? I'm concerned about my therapist because these people, basically, their background is they don't have transportation. So moving forward, I think I have to engage either Grab car or Uber or my taxi, that kind of things. Yeah, to get them to go to the customers' houses.
So that's what you found out, transportation for them.
Yes. Mm. Yep.
And for you?
Yeah, I did support the Kaudi Service Hero and most of the platform now. And we are compliment with them. And because they are the platform doing marketing for us, for Flush Rush. And Flush Rush mostly vertical development, and they are horizontal development. Mm. So that's, we are complement each other. So now, I use Kaudim, I use Service Hero, and I use Recom, all the things. and a new one is the IP Home. And there are another marketing tool to leverage for FlashCast. Mm. That's we complement. We are not competing. Yeah. We provide the service plumbing for their platform.
Okay. So are you all available on an app?
Yeah. Mm. We are FlashCast available on web apps. FlashCast.my. Mm. Customer can visit and put a request, put all the schedules, put all the things with the flat rate, and the details is there. And we are attending every request personal. That's our motto. Mm.
Yeah, for us, we are on web app, and because the business is traditionally based, so my app is actually giving the opportunity for people to give me the appointment, so I will go and access them first, so they got to know me. Yeah, so there is one very personalized service for me to go and see the customers. Mm.
Yeah, like for Laundry on the Go, we just launched our mobile app. Before this, we was on web app as well. So our mobile app actually currently available on Google Play.
Mm.
Okay, we think we have to provide customers a mobile app because our service is very on the go.
Okay.
People access it daily.
Like, okay, so Google Play, yeah. So just Android at the moment?
Currently just Android. We're coming soon on the iPhone.
On the iPhone as well. So what is difficult about your individual business? I know you mentioned something, Samzana, about the Mabidan not having transportation. Mabidan confinement ladies for people who don't understand. But so what other challenges do you have?
Yeah, the challenges because the therapists I would not say all, but in general, their background is some of them are single mothers or single earned mothers, so they depend on these jobs for the earning their livings, and they depend on public transportation as well. So what they do if they are confined for 10 days to work on one customer, so that's it. Right, so how they are going to market their service next?
Right.
Yeah. So they just leverage on me and say, "Hey, Puan Zam, you just got me the job. Just get me the job." So then I do the marketing. So that's a consensus. Yeah. So we understand each other on that.
Okay. Right. So that's not the challenge for them. So that's how you overcome the challenge.
Yes.
So okay. Mm-hmm. And for you?
Yeah. For us, for Laundry on the Go, I think not a challenge. It's just for us to educate the customers because before this, they're used to the conventional way of sending laundry where they their own go to the laundry service or they do their self-service. Now we want to educate them that, okay, now you have another options. You can do your laundry with us. We'll go to wherever you are without you have to go out of your way to send your laundry. Mm. So in terms of educating, yeah.
Okay, so it's more the education because you're really at the end of the day selling convenience.
Yeah, we try to make this a trend that people know where to find convenience for laundry is with Laundry on the Go.
So we can be as lazy as possible.
Yes, please be lazy.
For you?
Yeah, I feel that. I know, as I said, the biggest challenge is just about our society itself, you know, the lack of maintenance. The idea is, you know, how to maintain the properties, you know, properly within the schedules, things. And most of us come to the end of when the fitting is broke, you know, and the charge is too high. Now, rather than they put in schedulings, you know, every 6 months or...
Every year.
Yeah, every year, you know. That's why we are proposing that domestic house, you know, rather than commercial to subscribe our service, you know, by schedules, you know, we can do their inventory, their inspections, you know, how is it the status, you know, their fitting, you know, rather than they spend the whole part, you know, even I give you a sample, you see, the toilet itself, the internal fitting, it costs about 20 over ringgit, and when it's broke, they just the customer almost spend about 120, 150 ringgit. That's quite...
And you're desperate already at that point.
Yeah. By the time of desperate, you know, you can demand about the price.
But the toilet isn't flaming, isn't flushing.
Basically, that the small room is very big mean for everybody. That's a bathroom.
Okay, so we basically we're not a very maintenance culture.
Yes, that's our societies, you know, societies.
Out of sight, out of mind.
both of that.
Okay, to start your business, does it require a lot of funding?
Basically, FlashCast have a 10 years experience on the plumbers, and we do our networking based on the plumbers. And basically, it's almost zero startup. Mm. And we, based on the skill, realize that skills, vocational skills, as our asset. Mm-hmm. That's the things to commercialize that. That the skill, marketing the skills is something that most valuable for us.
So it's more the technology that you all have invested in.
Yes, yes. Right. And now the technology helps us much, much better, no? Rather than the conventional marketing to place out the printout. But now technology is almost, I think, 10 times higher, better than before.
Mm. Yeah. All right. As for My Mark Bidine, to start with is simple because initially I did the services, so I knew how the works, the body works, all right? But moving forward, I need to maintain the quality. Mm. So I need to train my therapist, and we need to properly and ongoing trainings. So maybe when the stage comes, yeah, we need a proper training center for that, because I need to hire more therapists, and I don't restrict it to just Klang Valley. Mm. So we can extend it to other nationwide cities. So having said that, on the other hand, for the marketing, we need to infuse a lot of education, and then do work out with the health practitioners on this aspect. So there are a little bit of marketing funding required.
Mm. Yeah. For Laundry on the Go, for us to start is not much funding, because basically we offer services, and we started doing it on our own to get the laundry and deliver. So how we actually make money is by having like special rate with our service providers, because we actually provide them customers. So that's the deal that we have with the service providers. And on top of our pricing, we didn't charge a very high price, even though we are on-demand service. We are catering to medium to lower income people. Mm. So it's affordable prices. Mm. So we are targeting more on volume.
Right.
Yeah, because we actually want people to use this service to give them convenience. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to be a loss leader at the moment,
yeah,
but you want to go into the volume game.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk about looking for suppliers and vendors. How do they find them? How do they gauge them? In greater detail after this I've got to mention all the names. Hambali Muklas from Lush Rush, Nurosha Friza, Mohamed Nasir from Laundry of the Go, and Zamzana Arfin from My Mark Bidine. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's open for business. If you've just joined us, I'm here with three individuals who are very interesting on the in the on-demand business. We've got Hambali Muklas from Flush Rush. With a name like that, they deal with toilets. Nur Shafriza, Mohamed Nasir, Laundry on the Go, and Zamzana Arifin, My Mark Bidine. These are confinement ladies that you don't have to search high and low for anymore. You know, Hambali, you were saying that you actually did some research on toilet maintenance on the school.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, Frida. In 2005, we did a study, you know, to Sekolah Menengah Sri Hartama Masna, how the toilets impact to the student performance, their education. And we did ask now for the simple a simple reason why, how do you want from your school toilet? That's the thing. So the simplest question, and ask the student from Form 1, Form 1 to Form 5, to give, you know, what are their needs. Then we found that one reason why they don't want to use a school toilet, one thing, you know, because most of them, it's not, say, dirty, but it's not well maintained. And this toilet becomes subject to their performance of the studies. And the studies, our PIBG sent to PPD, and the reason why the things, and PPD proposed, when renovation works, for the squatting and the sitting ratio for school to be reviewed.
Okay.
That's the thing. Because most of the students prefer to be sitting type,
okay,
WC, rather than squatting type. And the technology is the design for the school toilet is, if you see JKR standard, is about 1973.
Oh.
And we are now in 2015. So there's much much make a difference, you know, about how the school, and you can see now Sri Hartamas performance of the students.
So it affects your performance?
Yes, of course, because the student, they don't want to go to toilets, you know, for the whole session.
Yeah, they tahan.
Tahan, and they release, and they release when they go back. So that's the thing, that this inconvenience matters, even though people will mislook.
No, seriously, yes.
Yeah, that's our kids, you know. So that from there, we start, you know, how to study, you know, how the student, how the kids, how the general public, even though we are quite not agree when the public toilet charges about 30 cents per entry, and compared to they didn't charge anything for the entries, you know, basically that's a lot of meaning things, you know. That's a lot mean for the 30 cents as a filtering, you know. How and when you want to go to toilet with 30 cents. I do agree on charging public, you know, to raise the awareness for the toilet itself, you know, rather than you give it everything free, you know, for the convenience. That's giving us a lot of problems, you know.
So when you pay for something, you won't take it for granted.
Yes.
Okay, so looking for suppliers and vendors, Shafriza, what was that, easy finding the right laundry parties to work with?
Okay, how we actually choose our service provider, right? We have our standard in terms of quality and pricing, and how the capacity that they can deliver. So actually, when we want to appoint a laundry provider, we actually test their service first. So if they meet the first quality, which is the first criteria, which is the quality, then they have one tick. And then we go for the pricing, and then we make a negotiation, and if they are okay with, and then the process is next. But the main thing is the quality that we are really looking forward.
Okay, so on your app, there is a rating system.
Okay, currently we rate the our service. After we have delivered it, we will personally contact our customers to get their feedback. So that is how we rate currently. Yeah.
And for yours?
Okay. For me, sourcing for therapies is not a challenge because I curate them. So sometimes based on referrals and based on customers, say, hey, you can try her because I think she's good. She just needs more marketing. So, okay, I'll go and assess her and then I test you. I test the person, so come and do on me.
Okay.
Right? So let me check you from the day you, from the time you arrive, how you put your bags, your manner, how you ask for permissions and all that, every single detail. So I said, do it my way. Because I've done that before, so I know what customer wants. So say, okay, if you want to do this, you ask for permission, and then what do you do after this, and all this, I'm creating them. So I want them, in a way, I'm raising their standards. So you don't have to think so much of being traditional, although the services is traditional, but the approach is very modern.
Right. Okay, so you still have to be efficient, you have to be polite, everything that people expect.
And
right?
We are professionals in that.
Okay, so at the moment, can people also rate them?
Where we're coming from when I want to do the apps, it's more like the marketplace for the mothers to be matching with the therapies based on their locations.
Okay.
Then there will be a directories on that and the ratings. So if you are good, people rate you good, so you are on demand.
Okay, so there is a rating system as well.
Flash and Ice also do a rating.
Yeah.
The rating basically on how to enhance our service for the future. See, and we do accept, you know, the critics, the comments. How do the fastest way? How do the neat way? How do you know make it easiest way? And how to make money? That's the thing.
How did you find your plumbers?
Yeah, we got a pool plumber from the Pehebat Retired Army. It's because we're doing the things. We accept the OJT on job trainers from them, and every year we got about 32 to 35 plumbers, you know, from Pehebat itself. And we do find why the ex-army is quite difficult to get a job because of they are not realizing their skill is an asset. You know, they thought after they retired, mostly everything is stopped. But they have a future, you know, making money, a lot of things. Basically, the plumbers itself, last time they rate themselves, be the wages salary about 2,500 ringgit a month. But now, with us, they can get about 1,800 ringgit per week.
per week.
Yeah, they can get out the things. We are proven on that. And without much capital, see, because they realize the asset itself. Once they got left from Prahebat, the Army Institute there, and they got the license from the SPAN itself and verified. These two are most important thing because of now the customers are concerned about safety.
Yes.
And verification, filtration is just based on their, because they are ex-army.
They're all coming to your house.
Yes,
really.
Yes, because we delivered to the plumbers to their most specific room, master bedroom.
Usually,
mostly most creative, you know? And they are personalized. So that's the thing, so the customer really concerned about safety. So that's why we are getting demand, just because of that things. No?
Right.
So the ex-army, they got a license, they are skilled. Mm. So that's the things.
Okay, so moving forward, you've got your drivers spelled D-R-Y-V-E-R-S.
Yes.
But moving forward in 2016, what are you doing to expand your business?
Okay, like currently for our mobile app, it's still at a beta phase. We are still testing on that. So we're going to make it fully functioning, and we're going to extend it to more states, actually. Yeah, because if talking about on-demand, we have another approach where customers can actually get to us through our kiosk in LRT stations.
Ah.
Yeah, so currently we are in Kelantan LRT station. Yeah,
and so you drop your...
Yeah, customers can just drop their laundry there. So for those that drop before 8 in the morning, they get it on the same day after 5 once they got back from work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a one-day turnaround. So we are going to expand our business, our kiosk, to more stations, especially with the coming MRT.
It's going to be downstairs, right?
Kelantan Jaya, currently we at level 2.
Level
so
2.
So it depends on the available space in the station, yeah.
Okay, 2016.
Yeah, for me, on the first half would be getting closer to the customers as well. Mm. So I'm also including a session on childbirth education and doula services for the customers. All right, and the second phase would be on the establishing of the academy or the training center,
right.
The accredited. Training center.
How many mabidans do you have at the moment?
Currently, in my hand is 4. Mm. Okay, but I have to recruit more because these people are, like I said just now, they are single mothers background. Mm. So some of them remarried, and getting pregnant as well. So yeah, I need to source for more.
Okay, so finding them, training them, and you are focused on single mothers.
Yeah.
That is your
that's my passion.
That's your passion. Yeah. So you want to be able to help them.
I want them because like what Encik Hanbali shares, you know, before this, they get a meager $50 per session. So I do not want them to earn this. So if you go with me with 10 days, you can get easily 1,000 to 1,002. Mm. So 4 times a month, you can get it more.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, you have to earn. They have to earn. They have families also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 2016 is quite most busiest for us. See, because we got invited from the vocational school, now being college, and from the alumni itself, so, you know, who like to join our platform, and we going to train them from our existing plumbers. Let's say 1 plumber, we're going to produce another 5 plumbers. And my expectation is too high, maybe it to less dependence on the foreign workers. You know, expected things. So the skill transfers from the existing plumbers who know already how to deal with these problems to the new leftover school. You see, the vocational schools. You know how to. Yeah. Do the things, how to do marketing, because mostly they don't know how to translate their skill into the business.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a lack of things.
That's where you come in.
Yes, yes. I'm coming on
And you're right. Because there is a huge gap of unemployed, but really they just didn't know how to market themselves.
Yes.
And then if with this in mind, we don't have to be so dependent on foreign labor.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So that's what we are expect on
okay.
This.
All the best to all of you for 2016. Very exciting, very interesting as well. Hanbali Muklas from Flush Rush, Noor Shafriza Manasseh from Laundry on the Go, and Zamzana Arifin from My Mak Be Done. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.